the legislature will tell you they closed the coverage gap and they fixed the problem. They didn't. They tell us that they built a bridge across the coverage gap, but we're living this and we know that they built a broken bridge.
This is Stacy Stanford, a health policy analyst with the Utah Health Policy Project. Stanford and her team kicked off a statewide tour this week with a visit to Cache County.
And we know that Medicaid expansion has support all across the state. It passed all over, including pockets of Logan and Cache County.
Stanford and her team met for lunch in downtown Logan on Tuesday for a freewheeling conversation with a Utah State University health policy researcher. The group discussed the state GOP's reversal of Proposition 3. That proposition passed at the polls last November, with Utahns decisively voting for full Medicaid expansion. This year, Republican lawmakers and Governor Gary Herbert repealed Proposition 3. The state is seeking a waiver from the federal government that advocates say will leave tens of thousands of Utahns without access to health coverage.
Utah has a very compassionate, love your neighbors type of culture, and therefore we voted to love our neighbors and to help pay for our neighbors to have this life-saving health care. And meanwhile, our attorney general is going to court to fight to tear it all down.
Still, Stanford is optimistic that full Medicaid expansion will eventually become a reality in Utah.
What the legislature is trying to do is completely illegal. It's completely immoral. It's not cost effective. And in the end, they're going to lose.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Chris Polanski.